Well, the state of Georgia has confirmed more than 98,000 cases of COVID-19, and one of those cases is the mayor of Atlanta. Let's bring in Stephen Fowler, political reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Hi, Stephen.
Hello.
So the Atlanta mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, yesterday said she tested positive for COVID-19, although she says she has no symptoms. Here she is on MSNBC.
This is startling for me because we've been so very careful. But certainly we are not immune. And again, this is just a lesson to everyone that you have to take every single symptom seriously.
Stephen, does she know how she might have contracted it?
Well, Jeremy, you know, it's still the initial phase. She actually, just before going on MSNBC, made the announcement that she had tested positive. Her husband and one of her children also tested positive. The mayor has been following the precautions, washing hands, wearing masks, keeping distance. But she's been a few high-profile places lately. She was at the funeral for Rayshard Brooks 2 weeks ago, who was a black man killed by a white police officer. And Sunday night, she was at a press conference. And so she's not exactly sure, but says that her staff is working with contact tracing to figure out exactly how she contracted the virus. But as you heard her say, you know, it was just stunning to her because she followed all the precautions.
Well, she's reportedly a top contender to be Joe Biden's vice presidential pick. What does this mean for her now? Will she have to lay low and quarantine for a couple of weeks?
Well, that's right. She said she's going to be staying at her home office, but thanks to the internet and everything else, she made appearances on MSNBC. She was on CNN. She was on Good Morning America. So this doesn't necessarily derail her visibility in the national media and the national spotlight, because you can always do a TV hit even from quarantine.
Let's talk about COVID-19 in general in Georgia. The Department of Public Health there has confirmed more than 2,800 deaths due to coronavirus, but preliminary data from the last week show the number of new cases and deaths declining sharply. What is the state of the pandemic in the state right now?
Well, Jeremy, it's good you ask that. The way Georgia reports its coronavirus data is a little bit different. What you see on the Department of Public Health website is based on the day somebody first shows symptoms of COVID-19. So, for example, from Sunday to Monday, about 1,500 new positives were reported, but it was assigned on a graph based on the day somebody first had symptoms. So there's going to be about a week or two lag between what you see on the state's website and the raw cases on the ground. So while it looks like the preliminary numbers are low, 2 weeks from now when things are filled in, you'll see that Georgia's cases keep getting higher.
And is there a sense that the governor, Brian Kemp, is going to actually require people to wear masks statewide? He has so far just been encouraging it, but hasn't required it.
That's right. Governor Brian Kemp has been traveling around the state, encouraging people, imploring them to wear masks and to follow guidelines. He's not indicated that he's going to issue a statewide mask mandate. In fact, under his current executive order and state of emergency, cities and counties can't do anything more or less than what the state asks. So we already have some cities that are trying to test that boundary by enacting their own bans.
I just want to ask you about one more thing. Governor Kemp has called in 1,000 troops from the National Guard under a state of emergency that he declared after a spate of shootings over the weekend, which claimed the lives of 5 people, including an 8-year-old girl. This happened near the site where Rayshard Brooks, as you mentioned, was killed on June the 12th by a white police officer. What more do we know today about the shootings over the weekend? And what's been the reaction to this order from the governor?
Well, the governor's sending in the National Guard to protect state buildings like the Capitol and the governor's mansion and other things. So they aren't actually going to protest sites, but it does free up the Georgia State Patrol to make more patrols. There have been some shootings near the site where Brooks was killed, and protesters say that has nothing to do with them. And so they're pretty upset about this increased presence, and authorities did on Monday to clear out that site and put up barriers to prevent more violence from happening.
That is Stephen Fowler, political reporter with Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. A lot going on from, as we said there, the governor's emergency order to coronavirus to the positive case for the mayor of Atlanta. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.